Well, we are at Adair Casey High School today talking with some of the tops of the class of 2013. We have three students to visit with today, and we're going to start with
Liz Mulder.
Liz, tell us about your family.
My mom's Christy Westergaard, and we moved out here in seventh grade, and she just supports me and pushes me to be the best I can be.
Well, let's talk about classes. What classes did you enjoy here in high school?
I really enjoyed math and science. I think I'm good at math, and I might go into something like that in college.
Does it come easy for you, or do you have to work hard at it?
It comes easy, but I'm kind of a procrastinator, so I have to work hard at not doing that.
Where did you move in from? You said you moved in here in seventh grade. Where'd you move in from?
Omaha, Nebraska. My family split, and then my mom met someone out here, and I really liked the small school.
Okay, I was going to ask you if there's a difference between the size school you may have attended when you were younger and this one.
Yeah, I think this one has given me more opportunities to play sports and join more clubs and give me more leadership.
Well, and sometimes you get to know people a little bit better in small school than you do in some of the larger schools as well. And that goes with teachers, too. I mean, do you find that the teachers are more than just classroom teachers in a school like Adair Casey? Are they more like mentors?
Yeah, I like it when they come to our sporting events and support us. And I like that we have the opportunity to ask more questions here.
Do you have any favorite teachers? Who are you going to be talking about 10 years from now at a class reunion? What teachers will you still be thinking about?
Probably Mr. Sanders. He's our government teacher, but he was my cross-country coach too, so he really helped me with a lot of things.
Why? What makes him special?
He's kind of like a dad figure, I guess. He's just really, I don't know, the joke on our team is we call him our papa, and he fits in with us really well, I guess.
Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. You mentioned like cross-country. What all you been involved in?
As much as I possibly can. Volleyball, basketball, track, cross-country, softball. I did soccer 1 year, FFA, 4-H, and I joined Student Council and National Honor Society, and I did football cheerleading.
Well, great. When do you actually sleep then?
Just whenever I get the chance to, I guess.
Sounds like you're awful busy. Is it hard to kind of prioritize and keep things in order?
It is. Sometimes I get distracted with my sports and I might try to put off school, but my mom always tells me that has to come first, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, did you set out when you started high school to be the best student that you could be? Was trying to be toward the tops of the class one of the goals that you set?
Yes, grades were always the most important to me, and all the sports activities just started to fall into place.
Okay. Well, what's next for you this fall? Where are you going to be?
Iowa State University, studying human sciences.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa State?
Well, my stepbrother went there, and it has a really great campus, and it just offers a lot of opportunities.
Okay. Do they have a good program there for what you want to study?
Yeah, and I can join clubs and intramural activities, which is something I want to stay involved with there.
Give these eighth graders a plan. If you had a chance to talk to the eighth grade class now that you've finished up your high school time here, what would you want to tell them?
Don't wait until you're a junior or a senior to start trying. You need to realize that it starts when you're a freshman and it affects how you will do graduating.
Great advice. Liz, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, and who's next?
Titan Immel.
Titan, tell us about your family.
Well, my dad farms, and my mom is a sales associate at Schaefer Systems in Adair.
Well, talk a little bit about classwork then here at Adair Casey. What did you enjoy?
Oh, probably math and science.
Okay. Any particular class, or you just always gravitated toward the math and science areas?
Oh, I don't know. I enjoyed, like, algebra and figuring out equations and stuff like that. And then science, just learning about the atmosphere and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is that something that always has just kind of come easy for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say so, but it definitely took a lot of work in the time that we did have the classes, but I always liked it.
Talk about teachers then, too. Do you have some teachers that were more than just teachers to you, mentors, people that kind of pointed you in the right direction, helped you out?
Yeah, I don't know. It probably started at an early age when a lot of teachers try to push you in the right direction, and my favorite teacher would probably be Mrs. Betterton, just because she's always been that supportive figure in all the classes I've taken. I've had a class with her every year since I've been in high school.
Well, talk a little bit about extracurricular stuff. What else have you been involved in?
High school sports, just track. Other than that, I always participated in motocross. I traveled the circuit across the United States and decided to hang that up this past year. So.
Do you like to stay busy?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I don't know, I'm always on the farm, and whenever I'm not in the farm, I'm doing homework.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the future for you. What's next?
I plan on attending DMAC in Ankeny for agribusiness, and then hopefully come back and start something on my own. We'll see where it takes me.
Was there ever a time in your life where you kind of thought that, well, maybe my future doesn't include the farm?
Oh, yeah, at an early age when I rode motocross. I guess every kid's dream is always to be a pro in that sport, so I definitely wanted to ride pro motocross, but as time progressed, I knew that I should probably continue my education and actually started kind of my own seed corn business this year, so I've been staying really busy with that.
Okay. Why'd you choose DMAC?
Because it's a two-year program. I want to come back and continue to sell seed, and I guess, you know, I wanted a little education on the side if I ever had to use it.
Okay, so you kind of have the long-term planned out. Give those eighth graders some advice then. What do they need to know before they start high school?
Well, I guess coming into high school, my biggest thing was, you have to be here, so you might as well give your full effort in it. And your grades start counting as a freshman, so you definitely want to realize that and do your best clear to the end.
Any accomplishments, awards, or special memories that you'll have going forward?
In motocross, I made it to the world's largest amateur national. I was one of 42 kids in the entire world to make it there and had 2 eighth place finishes, so that was probably the highlight of my career. Never really too involved in school sports, but National Honor Society and FFA.
Well, good luck to you down the road. We wish you the best in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Titan. And who is next?
Jade Weber.
Okay. Jade, tell us about your family.
My stepdad works for the DOT, and my mom is actually a teacher at Adair Casey.
Oh, so. You never get far from those eyes keeping tabs on you then. Is that tough, having mom right around the building somewhere?
It was at first, but I had so many classes with her that it just kind of ended up being a daily routine.
Well, talk a little bit about classes and things that you enjoyed. What did you like here?
I was really involved in band and choir. Psychology was one of my favorite classes as well. And anatomy and physiology was definitely one of my favorite classes.
Okay. It sounds like everybody in this room likes the sciences. Yeah. What is it? Are they particularly good here?
I think so. Mr. Markison has been here for probably 30 years, and he's retiring this year. But he's just an awesome teacher. He's always there for us, and he just makes learning fun.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you about favorite teachers. Now, don't feel pressured to toss your mom in that category, but how about favorite teachers?
Well, my mom is one of my favorite teachers, but Mrs. Schaefer was my choir teacher for the last 5 years. She's not here this year, but she really was a mentor to me and just really helped me with my voice and everything, and I really miss her this year.
Well, sometimes teachers just are able to forge that special connection with students and just kind of take it to that next level. Is that what's kind of nice in a smaller school district like this, is that your teachers do have an opportunity because they don't have so many students to work with, that they can really kind of get their hands dirty a little bit and really dive in with some of these students and work on some of the specifics and the particulars?
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a time where if I'd had trouble in statistics, that I'd be able to go in and at 7 or 8 in the morning and have them reteach a lesson, or if I needed extra help or if I was going to be gone, they'd be able to work with me on everything. So it's definitely a wonderful experience.
Those are some of the pluses of being in a smaller school. Well, another plus is being able to be involved in a lot of things. Are you?
Yeah, I'm involved in band, choir, FFA, National Honor Society. I played volleyball, and I sang the national anthem at a lot of the sporting events.
What's your favorite?
Band and choir, I guess. They're kind of the same, but they're so much fun. They're different than, you know, whatever else you can do in sports, and you meet so many new people, and you can do whatever basically you want, and you can keep going.
What do you play?
Drums. I played the trap set, percussion. Yeah.
Nice. So you're one of those kids that grew up as sitting on the kitchen floor, beating on pots and pans?
Yeah. I find myself during class just kind of playing air drums. I kind of annoy my teachers and my friends, but they get over it, so it's okay.
they'll survive, yeah. Trust me. Well, let's talk a little bit about the special memories and things. Do you have any accomplishments or special things that you'll take forward with you that you were able to do here in high school?
I made Opus my eighth grade year, so that was exciting. I tried it for Allstate all 4 years, and just all the memories. I mean, honestly, you don't go to a small school without being friends with everybody, and just being closer to the friends and, you know, the crazy stuff you do on weekends and the crazy stuff your class does on the senior trip. That was pretty good.
Well, talk a little bit about what's next for you. Where are you going to be this fall?
I will be attending Iowa State University to major in kinesiology and health.
Okay. Why Iowa State?
My parents met there, so I've been on campus since I was little, and they have an amazing kinesiology program.
Okay. When did you choose that course of study?
It started last year. I wanted to be an athletic trainer, but then I job shadowed a physical therapist from Guthrie and kind of decided that way. So I have 7 years of school, four years to get my bachelor's, and then 3 years to get my doctorate.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know as they get ready to start high school?
Definitely get involved in whatever you can. I mean, you don't want to go through 4 years and be a ghost in the school and, you know, not be involved. Definitely keep your grades up. That's a huge thing. But most of all, be involved and just be a part of the school. You have 4 years. It's the best years.
Jade, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Very good. I want to thank all of our students here today at Adair Casey, Titan Immel, and, of course, Jade Weber and Liz Mulder for spending some time with us here. Those are the tops of the class of 2013 from Adair Casey High School.